The actor emerged with a purposeful air. He was carrying a small suitcase, a shoulder bag, and a coat. Something was happening. Dirk glanced at his watch. 10:03. He made a quick note in his book. His pulse quickened. A taxi was coming down the street towards them. The actor hailed it. Damn! Something as simple as that! He was going to get away! The actor climbed into the cab and it drove off down the street, past Dirk. Dirk swiveled to watch it and caught a momentary glimpse of the actor looking back through the rear window. Dirk watched helplessly and then glanced up and down the street in the vain hope that, almost miraculously, a second taxi appeared suddenly at the top of the street, heading towards him. Dirk shot out an arm and it drew to a halt beside him. "Follow that cab!" exclaimed Dirk, clambering into the back. "I've been a cabbie over 20 years now," said the cabbie as he slid back into the traffic. "Never had anybody actually say that to me!" Dirk sat perched on the edge of his seat, watching the cab in front as it threaded its way through the slow, agonizing throttle of the London traffic. "Now, that may seem like a little thing to you, but it's interesting, isn't it?" "What?" said Dirk. "Any time you see anything on the telly where someone jumps in a cab, it's always follow that cab, isn't it?"
"Is it? I've never noticed," said Dirk.
"Well, you wouldn't," said the cabbie. "You're not a cabbie. What you notice depends on who you are. If you're a cabbie, then what you especially notice when you watch the telly," continued the cabbie, "is the cabbies. See what the cabbies are up to, see?"
Yes, said Dirk.
"But on the telly you never actually see the cabbies, see? You only see the people in the back of the cab. Like, the cabbie's never of any interest."
I suppose so, said Dirk.
Can you still see the cab we're supposed to be following?
Oh, yeah, I'm following him okay. So, the only time you ever actually see the cabbie is when a fare says something to him. And when a fare says something to a cabbie in a drama, you know what it invariably is.
Let me guess, said Dirk. It's follow that cab.
Exactly my point. So if what you see on the telly is to be believed, all cabbies ever do, continued the cabbie, is follow other cabbies.
Said Dirk, doubtfully.
Which leaves me in a very strange position, as being the one cabbie that never gets asked to follow another cabbie. Which leads me to the unmistakable conclusion that I must be the cabbie all the other cabbies are following.
Dirk squinted out of the window, trying to spot if there was another cab he could switch to.
Now, I'm not saying that's what's actually happening, but you can see how someone might get to thinking that way, can't you? It's the power of the media, isn't it?
There was, said Dirk, an entire television series about taxi drivers. It was called, as I recall, Taxi.
Yeah, well, I'm not talking about that, am I? Said the cabbie, irrefutably. I'm talking about the power of the media to selectively distort reality. That's what I'm talking about. I mean, when